Wow. So guys, welcome to the After Sunline podcast.
Hello everyone.
Why did Justin's voice sound American?
Happy quarantine. Happy what?
Quarantine is coming.
It's here?
Where? Oh yeah. Quarantine is here.
McDonald's is closed. And KFC too.
I don't know. How does it go again?
Valentine is coming. Where's your boyfriend?
Why are you so... Something lonely.
Sitting at home. I can't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, well. But quarantine is coming all here.
Got no job. Eight times.
Uh-huh. Same.
Oh, my God.
Gonna have to sign up to Universal Credit.
I'm so happy that I'm out of my overdraft. But I'm gonna be there again. But hopefully, I'm really, like, trying not to go places.
Mm. I am
like even like I was thinking
trying to apply for positions and whatnot. Need jobs.
I need to, but then it's like I've still got my work to do.
I don't know what to do.
We're cutting this bit out of the podcast. Depressing.
I know.
This is the reality. This is the truth.
Listen, I'm just listen. If you want to donate to After Sundown podcast,
you'll be funding Alvin and Talitha's
What about me?
Hey.
You are working, and so it's just insane. You can't send either.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know in a week or what?
In a week, then we'll put another shout out. But the first lot of donations is going to myself
and Alvin. Most certainly. The first lot of donations.
Don't fund me in that.
Honestly?
Hello from The Edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
There's a parable told in Matthew 18.
Yeah. Which is kind of what the 35 is based. That principle is based on something that was
Is it 18? Matthew 18, verse 22.
Yeah, so verse 22.
Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times. I want to go back.
Yes, 21. Because then it came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall thy brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times. So Peter is basically asking God, how much times should I allow someone to sin against me?
Mm.
How much times should I allow someone to sin against me and I don't forgive them? But then, yeah, Jesus basically says, he gives a number, but...
Here's what's crazy about the number that God gives.
There's a spiritual significance to that number in it.
What,
like,
is it? Go on.
While seven is the perfect number in it.
And it goes...
And it's deep. It's, yeah, go on. You said it because... Yeah.
Okay, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? So Peter's saying, how many times should I forgive? Seven times? Then Jesus says, I'm going to read everything and then I'm going to come back. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven, which is 490. Yeah. I had to do the maths. And my mental math is not as good as it used to be. It's never been good, to be honest. I've always been a paper and pencil person. But so 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. Mm. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. When the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Yeah? Compared to the 10,000 talents. 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, he grips him up by the neck.
Big man, where's my money?
Thank you, Justin. Big man, where's... I can't touch it. But he took him by the neck and I have lost my eyes. Took him by the neck. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the. To the what?
Am I tired?
I don't know where I am. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the.
What's going on?
And the Lord was wroth and delivered him.
Why don't you just say the word? Why did you go back to the beginning of the sentence?
Because I can't say the. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to his two.
Oh, man, this is staying in, you know.
Tormentors. Self-aware.
Oh my God.
That was the word. Oh, are you tired?
And the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall the Heavenly Father do also unto you. If you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So, and that's the verse that Cameron hit, that verse 35, which is essentially the lesson. So likewise shall my Heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And it's almost like that question that was asked, that you asked earlier. Does everyone deserve forgiveness? According to God, everyone ought to forgive whomever asks for forgiveness. Mm. If someone doesn't ask for forgiveness, there's still an action, I think, to be had. And that action is to let go of any resentment that one has to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about, is it possible to forgive someone who hasn't asked for forgiveness?
I think, because a lot of the time, I find myself, it's your, so someone defined it as, it's your, is it deliberate or something? So it's like, you've deliberately chosen or you've volunteered to forgive that person. A lot of times when I've forgiven, I don't necessarily think the person has actually said explicitly, do you forgive me?
Yeah.
But for me, part of that process, especially if I'm going to move on, whether they've asked for it or not. But I mean, I might be a bit annoyed in the beginning, like, oh, you didn't ask for forgiveness, whatever.
Would God forgive us if we didn't ask? But
God forgives already, though. Wait, yes, it does.
Does he?
I'm trying to think now.
Yeah. Wait.
Let me just get a text up and then I'll see.
Literally.
Oh
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us of all our righteousness.
God waits for us to confess.
Right.
Okay, I've got a story on that basically.
So that's confessing, that's different. That's different to asking for forgiveness.
I've got a story anyway. So.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Oh no, it's not even a story.
I know, I'm joking.
Basically, I remember a time where I was going through my low point of life. I ain't gonna explain what happened, but I was going through a low point. I remember just being in my car. I was reading stuff on forgiveness, obviously. And then, like, obviously, I just remember shouting. Obviously, to God, I was talking to God. I was shouting, praying, like, yo, God, this is what I've done. I've done this, I've done that. Mm-hmm. Like, what can I do to be better? How can I do this? And obviously, after that, like, I went on inspirational
Justin, talk. You know what? You're one of the most inspirational people that I know.
I just had to say that.
No, I have to. Everyone in here is inspirational, but every now and then, Justin just said something.
It's a thing where, like, obviously, I went on a tour to, like, I literally called. This sounds mad, but I went to. I literally called people who I basically wronged in the past, and then, like, I was just like, oh, I've done this, I've done that to you. I'm sorry for doing that. Do you forgive me? Some people actually said already forgiving you. Some people were a bit like, I mean, like, why are you calling?
Yeah.
It's just like one of those ones. But it was something that I had to do because, like, as in, like you said, I've literally kind of, like, I don't know what repercussions I've had in their life, but, like, I've heard that I've had some bad repercussions on people's lives because they were going through stuff and then I made it worse. So obviously I just, like, had to do, like, a whole kind of, like, apology tour. Basically, so that's what I remember. That's my
story. How did that feel after?
Like, what? Bro, I felt good because obviously, okay, I recognize now, like, as in, if I didn't do that and I was still, if I was still in that same position now, then I would still be the same person who I was then. I would still be that same person now.
Yeah.
Because, like, now I'm, like, I'm on a better path. I'm on a better trajectory than I was then, basically. Because, like, now I'm basically, like, trying to work harder in the church and kind of do stuff. Like, for myself, to better myself. So obviously, like, I just feel kind of free in a way. Like, I feel, like, lifted, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Had you forgiven yourself before you'd asked for their forgiveness?
I was going through the process of doing that. Yeah. So obviously, like, when I was literally in my car, kind of like shouting at God, shouting with God. I was like, basically that was the first step of my, like, kind of forgiveness for myself. So obviously that was the doing that, then it didn't take me to, like, it was probably like 2 months after that, that's when I started making phone calls and, like, kind of, like, literally apologizing to people. So obviously I still had to go through the process, like, as in, of obviously forgiving myself. So yeah,
sorry to keep asking questions. And did you feel
that it's cold?
As if, like, calling those people, like, do you think you would have been able to forgive yourself without going through that process, if that makes sense? Or did you think that that was part of the...
I feel like that was part of it, because, like, okay, it didn't sit well with me, like, as in, me not calling those people, I didn't feel good in myself. Like, I felt like there was, like, still a burden there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I did say to myself, man, I don't need to call these people. But I was like, yo, I still don't feel easy, because I know there's some people that I will probably see at church. So, like, it's like, if I see them at church, I'm like, and I still, like, don't ask for their forgiveness, it's like, yo... Like, I still feel uneasy. So obviously me going to them now, like, people who I've apologized to and I see them now, like, it's like I can talk to them on a normal basis. But, like, people who haven't forgiven me or said they're forgiving me, like, I'm still calm with them. But if they haven't forgiven me, then it's like, that's okay, it sounds bad, but that's up to them now. Like, it's in their like, corner. So yeah.
That's amazing, that is.
Wow.
It kind of links, I'm going to say, like, because what you've kind of described is, like, the whole, obviously, forgiveness, and then going on to, like, when you said that people can, like, now, you can speak to them on that level, it kind of comes with, like, the whole reconciling, and, because you could still ask for forgiveness from a person, and they forgive you, but then not want to, like, have anything to do with you. Yeah,
definitely.
To get what I mean? But obviously, like I said, that's up to them now. So, question for the group. Do you think that forgiveness should always end in reconciliation or get to that point?
Oof. I reckon it should try to. At least try to. Obviously, if it's like too much and you can't bear it, then like you could still forgive a person and not like you don't really have to speak to people, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like you do have a choice not to speak to them.
Yeah, like I would say it depends on the circumstance, innit? Because there's loads of people probably listening now, like, and they've probably been hurt by like before they were even like. You get me, like adult. You get me,
yeah.
Like,
true.
So, like I'd say, in, like those situations, like it's like completely different, like, because of maybe how like certain stuff like transpired. Like, it's just I mean, I rate people that do reconcile or whatever.
So, what is reconcile? What does it mean to reconcile?
I think is things. Back.
So, okay, cool. Let's get Google.
Restoration of friendly relations.
Yeah, so in that circumstance, from that simple definition, I would say you'd be putting yourself at a risk again in terms of like, okay, I remember someone even gave an example of on the NEC Youth podcast, they gave an example of, well, I had the example of like a deacon stealing from church.
Where did you hear this example?
On the NEC Youth podcast.
Oh. Shout out.
Ooh. Ooh. saw the example. And I thought, and the example was a deacon stealing from the offering or whatever. It would be unfair for you to, for that situation to be reconciled, in terms of like, for you in that situation, for you, him, for you to put
him in a position of
him
trust,
or her back in the, yeah, back yeah, in the yeah. position
you,
of trust.
You can still reconcile, but you can't. Yeah,
but sometimes
reconciliation means reconciliation is almost, can you be civil?
No. No. I think you're wrong. Reconciliation is like, can stuff go back to the way.
It's a restoration.
It's a restoration of something. So something's like restored. It's going back to how it almost was.
To me, restore is different from reconciliation.
But that's anyway, what it means.
Reconcile means restore.
Yeah. Restore friendly relationships between.
Restore friendly relationships between.
Yeah, it's but not you the see, same... not restore. To me, it's about the relationship. So you reconcile the relationship, but to restore to the same position is something else.
No, that's but you're adding words onto it.
No.
Adding words onto it.
Did you say restore friendly relations?
Yeah.
That's to me, that's
basically
right.
The same thing.
Yeah, but it's not the same as restore to the same position.
Bro, if I'm restoring
listen, to me, oh, I said that too strong. If I stole from you, yeah? No. You run a company. I steal from.
I just deeped it.
If you run a company. I am a cashier at your company. Yeah, I'm
you
a cashier at your
Starbucks.
Store. You run the store. I'm the cashier.
Yeah. Okay. We get it.
I steal from the cash register.
Okay.
You forgive me. In fact, you become friends with me again. But you don't put me back on the cash register. Are we reconciled?
Yeah, you're reconciled.
So that's to me.
Well, you're not restored.
To me, being reconciled. We're reconciled to each other.
Yeah, okay.
The relationship is restored, but you haven't put me back into the same position where I'm tempted to.
Because it would be unwise. It would be unwise.
Yeah.
But I'd say, like, for, like, again, like, going back to, like, certain, like, situations that people can go through in life, like...
Yeah.
Again, it would be unwise to restore certain people, even close, close to you. Like, you wouldn't put them in a different position. You just... You'd almost distance yourself, which is okay.
Okay.
Which is okay, because at the end of the day, like, we're not God. I think in that circumstance, like, not that the reconciling isn't full, because it still is, but it's just reconciliation can look differently. So like, we can reconcile, or the relationship can be restored, and you put me back on the cash register, and I do better work for you than I was doing. But then sometimes I can still restore the relationship that I have with you, but not employ you again.
Yeah.
Or put you in different employment somewhere else. Mm. Because you'll be better there
than where you were
before. Than where you were. You get me? Like, and both of them are still fully, you're still fully reconciled. And I don't think it's like cutting corners or being like shifty or anything like that. I just think I feel like the principle of it, yeah, you are restoring a person to something different.
Okay, I want to throw a spanner in the works.
Go on, dash a spanner.
So, it's not his a spanner. I keep, these spanners don't quite always appear to be spanners. But here we go.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say a quick question.
Go on.
Does this look like a good Instagram post?
It does. I mean, it'd be better if we could see your face. Actually, maybe not.
Nah, sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Keep that in.
So
I didn't even take it like that. Only when you went wow did I. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Is that how you meant it?
Shut up.
Ah, well, we were. Oh, my face.
I'm a
stick. Continue with the recording.
You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And just, that's logical. It makes sense. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto, in fact, ooh, not only is it logical, it is just.
Mm.
Moses, it's written in Moses' book of the law. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. That's, to me, is crazy. Jesus there is saying, there is this thing of, and it's taken me years to understand this. Even now, I'm still understanding. The understanding is still growing. Of that verse. It's like, you've been smacked here, this cheek. And then you allow someone to smack this cheek. Now, that's crazy. What I've thought about is how many times God has, in essence, died for me. Because that's what that really represents.
I think I think as Christians, to move forward, because obviously man have a mission. And if you haven't reconciled with someone in church, then how are you going to, like, okay, everyone can deliver the message in their like own individual ways or whatever, but as a church, the church is a body of Christ. How can the right leg move for the whole body forward without the left leg in it? Like, if things aren't cooperating, stuff won't work properly in your body. Like, we know this. So I feel like that's why the restoration of certain stuff, it's almost like reconciliation, it's almost like a healing. So I'd say for like Christians or like the body of Christ or whatever, reconciliation is necessary for the church to heal.
And I think throughout the Bible as well, you see the concept of restoration throughout. So you see that Christ talks about the temple being destroyed, but in 3 days it'll be restored. I had another example, I can't remember now. But what's that other example? You can even look at it with the when Christ died on the cross and the curtain was torn, and the fact that Christ dying restored that whole process of sacrificing and no longer having to have literal sacrifices. So I think throughout, even though those are only two examples, restoration is key in moving forward, like you said, Cameron, and healing and kind of like accepting what's happened in the past. So like, obviously we've talked about how forgiveness is important for your salvation. Can the same be said about reconciliation?
No, it definitely is. Because if you haven't reconciled certain stuff with people, God is going to judge you for that. So you can't go to heaven for certain stuff.
Can you, really quickly, what does reconciliation look like? I know that we've kind of...
It looks different in different situations. So God will...
Give me a situation. Give me two different situations.
Okay, go on,
Justin. Okay, so one situation is that, like, as in... Okay, basically, you've cheated on your girl. Okay, no, that's it. Okay, you've cheated on your girl with your best friend.
Wow.
Deep. So obviously, like, you've got, like, two people that you essentially should reconcile with. Obviously, one, your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, one, your girlfriend, possibly ex. So it's one of those ones. Obviously, like, reconciling would be like a thing where you're with your best friend now, like, as in you've kind of recognized your wrong, you've like asked for forgiveness. Obviously, you've given them time, you've given yourself time to forgive yourself, to know that you won't do it again. You've given your best friend time to like to know that you won't do it again, and then you're obviously, you're speaking at a level that's like, as in, oh, it's a kind of a remembering. Okay, it's kind of like muscle memory. So obviously, like you can talk to them like normal, casual, like, how you doing? How's this? How's life going? How's stuff like that? Mm-hmm. With your ex now, or best, or girlfriend, or ex, it's like you're talking like you've given them time. Obviously, like, they would have probably more time because it's like that was the person who you've trusted.
Yeah,
you've given yourself time to know that you won't do it again. All of that, and then obviously you're talking on a level, if whether you're ex or whether you're together. If you're together, you should be like stronger than ever. Obviously, like, not, you should be stronger than ever. You probably won't be, but you should be stronger than ever. As in, like, you both running things like as a, you're literally on par with each other.
Mm.
So obviously, like, and if you are your ex and you do see her, but she could be in church or whatever, then it's like you're saying, you can say hello. She said hello back. There's no hard feelings, nothing like that really. That's what reconciliation is.
Let's go through really quickly this story then, and let's discuss it. I'll just read it. Acts, come on, Bible. Acts. Usually I have the turnable one, the page turner, but today I have the clickety click.
The what?
It's not really clicking, is it? It's a touch screen phone. So the tappity, like, tap. I'm sorry. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark. So, bit of context. Earlier, actually, it will explain the context. But there's an incident that took place, which was kind of like rough, and Mark John Mark, who's the writer of the Book of Mark, kind of deserted them when this tough thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Paul thought not good to take him with them when he, who had departed from them, from Pamphylia. So this thing that happened in Pamphylia, and Paul was like, nah, we can't, he's not, he ain't tough enough. Essentially he's saying he ain't tough enough. Remember what happened in Pamphylia, and he left us, he deserted us. So that's Paul's view. And went not with them to work. So he doesn't go with them, John Mark doesn't go with them to work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Here, there ends that chapter. And then it continues. Then came he to Derbe, I don't know how to pronounce that, and so on and so forth, and it continues. But yeah, that's a little story. What do we think about that story? Or that's something that happened. What do we think of that incident?
What is that?
Vis-a-vis a reconciliation.
They found a common ground, like a common. The work still has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose sight of that, regardless.
100%.
And they essentially found a way of still ensuring that the work was done, but still respecting their differences.
True.
Basically. Yeah.
True.
And often I feel like, especially when it comes to things in church, we lose sight of what work needs to be done. We get caught up in our own agendas.
The thing is, what many need to realise is that the overarching thing of why we're in this thing, mm-hmm. why we are Christians, is to spread the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not doing that as a church body, and we're spending time on things too much, and the work isn't going forth, it's like, obviously them two had their like little their passer, now yeah, but they didn't let the passer affect the work mm-hmm. as much, but we'll let the passer continue for so long,
like you even forget what the pastor was in the first, because it just becomes such a big thing. You can't going on for generations now.
Sorry, pastor is like an argument or like it's just like a conflict, isn't it? Like, but we'll let the conflicts go on for so long that it's drawn out.
Surely we
men are weary, and ultimately
didn't have none.
Ultimately, what we were meant to be doing, so like we've lost 1 week now, we've lost 2 weeks, we've lost 3 weeks, we've lost a month, we've lost 3 months, we've lost a year,
yeah,
and the work still isn't going ahead as it should be.
No, I want to say something like that still, like as in, like you lot were saying about the whole cancel thing before, like there is like there is a good way of cancelling also. Like, I think I did say that.
You did say something.
Yeah, like as in personal. Yeah, yeah, okay. You lot heard me. But like so obviously like God in a way kinda does cancel people. Like as in obviously God does have like a work, God does have a mission in himself. Okay, he doesn't cancel people like as in like that, but he kind of like obviously the mission still needs to be done. So like if you're not showing that you're doing it, or you're not showing yourself worthy of doing it, God will find someone else to like replace
you. Fam, this is what people don't realize.
Replace. So the mission wouldn't.
God has contingencies. You are not the be all or end all of God's plan. There are 7 billion people on this planet, and a lot of those 7 billion people or less are better than you.
Exactly.
Or could be used for greater things than you.
Exactly.
Or could just, like a different thing. I think we feel, especially like myself at times, have felt like the world has revolved around me.
Mm.
But you know what? Even if I die, things are still going to go on. You get me? Life is going to go on. You know what I'm saying? Like, God's work will still have to go on. Things will still have to get done. Like, it's not to say that we're expendable, but it's just to say, like, yo, like, the work of
God. The work has to be done, basically.
Yeah, the work doesn't revolve around you, and the work of God has to be done. So, that, yeah. It's important to reconcile, because it's just a time waster otherwise.
There we go. It's a time waster. It's just wasting energy, necessary energy that could be used to do something much greater.
To do something else. Mm. Much, much greater. So, how, because we was kind of discussing a bit before this as well, like, how do us feeling forgiven?
Yeah.
How's
it's like framing it.
Yeah. How, go on. Yeah, go on.
These two would say you're doing an Alvin. I wouldn't say that.
Sad. That's me, Jay. Jay need to be that. I did put in brackets, look, you see. It did cancel it out.
Huh?
Yeah, it's true.
Huh? What's the last? No, I'm just laughing at yesterday. What did you guys say?
That's so like
gonna listen to four Alvins.
Yeah, on the podcast. Like, why put in brackets, love you?
I know.
So it cancels it out.
Yeah, nah, it's true.
It cancels it out. Yeah. Fair enough.
That was forgiveness straight away.
Yeah.
Straight. Done.
And we reconciled all in one.
Like, just like that. Oh, this can't stay in because they won't understand anything of us.
Doesn't matter.
Let them feel left out.
Fair enough. So, I'm framing something. I can't remember what it is that I'm framing, and that's gone too big.
How to feel reconciliation?
Cool. How do you feel forgiven?
Like, when we pray, in fact, I won't even frame it as a question. I'll make a comment, and then everyone can jump on if you want. One of the things that's interesting is
the song came into my head.
Jump on it. I was thinking of a different. Jump on it.
You can't remember the song.
Jump on it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle is waiting.
Alvin, why did you say that? What?
You know, I didn't even know the lyrics to that. All I knew that he had something to do with jump. That's all I knew.
He loosened his durag.
Oh man.
Hey. That was like Alvin at Gospel Jam, blood. When he was swaying and that. Alvin was pointing at a girl in the audience, you know.
I forgive you, babes.
You actually like an angel. I forgive you, babes. In the white,
the steam behind you, literally like you.
Came from heaven. So I'll frame it now. when we ask for, so you've done something wrong.
Oh.
In front of God, the angels, and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy. And you ask God for forgiveness, but you don't feel forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Say, be behind me, Satan.
Why?
Because if you've truly asked for forgiveness and you've come genuinely before God, the feeling of not being forgiven is actually from the devil, because he wants to remind you of what you've done and think that you're not worthy. And it's definitely something that I 110% struggle with, like, same. Even now there's a text, find it, the text that says you will cast your sins to the ocean and remember them no more, something along those lines. The point I'm trying to make is God forgets, we remember.
Have you found it?
My phone's on 1%, so I think it's
Psalms.
It's dead. It's dead.
Don't listen to me.
No, I was just going to back your point, though.
That's fine, back it.
Sorry, what was the text?
He will cast your something to the steps of the sea, the ocean. And he remembers them no more.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, so I've got one that says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us.
That's not what I'm thinking of, that is back to my point, so... I'll take it. There's one, because my mum always says it to me.
Let me find that.
Cast it down. I might get my mum down. The one time she might actually be useful. It's broken.
I think it's Micah 7 verse 19, but me not sure.
But yeah, that's so that feeling, a way to combat it is, you know, just know that those thoughts are not of God, because if you are genuine, you know, and in 1 John 1,
he will
9,
turn again,
mm-hmm.
He will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all thy sins into the depths of the sea.
Yeah.
Thou wilt perform the truth of Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old.
Mm.
Wow. He had that Bible. You know what? If I start my Bible talking, that's Arvin's voice on my life.
Pre-recorded,
bro. Mm.
And also another text, 1 John 1, 9, which says...
I read this.
1 John 1 verse 9.
First John. Is it not 1 John?
Oh. There is a 1 John.
No. I was thinking of John. I was just thinking.
I've got the text.
Give me the first word.
If we confess our sins,
yeah, I know we all know it.
Wait, man.
I know we all know it, but I just thought you guys would join in, but you guys left me.
Go on.
It's a bit embarrassing now, but go on, Cameron.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when we don't accept God's forgiveness by feeling that we're not forgiven, we're essentially saying he's not cleansing us from all unrighteousness. So we're essentially calling God a liar, saying that he's not going to do what he's going to do. And where do lies come from?
The devil.
So, yeah, that's how I've like...
So should we... wait to feel forgiven. Should we feel forgiven?
It's like
so
love. What you don't feel. It's a principle.
Uh-huh.
It's not a feeling. I think. You know what? A lot of Christianity is like
feeling.
A feeling, in terms of like how it's portrayed. Mm. Like you need.
That's
to
a Christian problem. We feel too much.
Yeah. Like hey. We need to feel like. Oh, like I'm with God at the moment. Mm. I need to feel like I'm on fire. But really, again, it's the principle. If we confess our sins now, he is just to forgive them. That's it.
Like that.
Mm. And
faithful.
You shouldn't feel a wind or a hurricane, or you shouldn't feel hot or cold.
Yeah,
you just know that cling on to that promise. Because let's say, for example, the problem with feeling is that, like, you only feel when like you're next to something, so like you're next to a fireplace, you feel hot. When you go away from a certain place, you now feel cold.
Mm.
That's the problem with feeling. It's only in a certain place or a certain location. That's why some people only really get excited about Jesus in a church setting, but you don't get excited about Jesus inside of a church. I mean, in your car or something. To add to that, when Justin was talking about, he was shouting to God. A lot of us shout to God only in certain places or in church. We don't shout to God when we're by ourselves, or we don't shout to God in our car, or like, yeah. Sorry, that's.
I was just gonna jump on what you're saying and say like feelings. I've heard it said so many, particularly being Adventist, we're taught like. All the time, don't trust your feelings.
Mm.
And it's not just with this topic, but it's with many things.
Many things, yeah.
Because feelings are such flippant things and mean nothing. Mm. Like, they mean little.
Mm.
When you said everything really is about... There's so much more about principle than there is about feeling.
Mm.
Like, the fact that... let me say it differently. If God says he will forgive you, he will forgive you.
That's it.
And this is whether, like, and
period.
This is whether...
That's period. On period.
That's...
Yep.
Sis,
spelled P-E-R-I-O-D.
T. T, full stop.
Full stop.
Gosh. Seriously.
Sometimes I feel like we love to, like, add, like, extra sauce to it. Mm. Or it's just, like,
that's
we should just take God at his word.
And listen, regardless of... It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you come from, what you've done. It doesn't matter.
I've been talking outside of his mouth. Oh my
dear. It doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter who you are, what you've done.
And I'm going to say that feeling in inverted speech marks, whatever. The feeling is when the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And it goes back to that text before that I said about you are a new creation. That's.
It's like, it's not even, it's the knowledge that the Spirit dwells in you. You don't even have to feel it, that the Spirit dwells in you.
Like, yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's knowledge that God has. At baptism, God promises the Holy Spirit. It's not, we don't. And what's interesting is you do feel good after baptism. But that's because, like, God makes us feel good. Like, He's designed our bodies to feel good.
It's the fuss on the day.
Yeah. And also,
it's the fuss.
The thing is, the feeling is endorphins for all sorts of things. You feel great when you've eaten a good meal. What does that mean? Yeah, so what? You feel great after a good meal? So what?
But I think the feeling comes after you've done something, after you've done it with, like,
after
your
heart. After you've attempted to.
So, for example, the feeling of peace and tranquility is like, that will come, but only if you, like, believe in the, like, promise and, like, if you, like, act out. But it won't come before.
And it won't come by what we do.
So you can't force it as well.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of people and a lot of churches try to do. Like, they try to, like, you know, boom, like, whip up everyone in, like, a frenzy and that. And everyone's feeling nice. But then what you find in, like, a lot of those, like, places or whatever. And I've experienced that of, like, I've felt good. But then as soon as, like, as soon as, like, you get out of church, like,
everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
I got 9 to 5. Love it.
Yeah, man. You're so right. You're so right.
Well, yeah, man.
Yeah, so take from this what you will. Forgiveness and reconciliation is something that, as you continue to grow and develop in Christ, you will meet different situations that will test it. So it's constantly praying for that growth in that particular aspect. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to not make it to heaven because you've not forgiven someone over something. And I think that's
so small, man.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
I was going to say, in all things, like, in terms of, like, if you're struggling to forgive someone, when I say this, I mean, like, wrestle with God about you not wanting to forgive that person. So, like, if it's so strong that you feel like, right, I can't forgive that person, remember how God forgives us, for one. And then number two, just speak to God about it. Like, you shouldn't be speaking to your friends about really how you should,
forgive
that person. Like, it does. And to be honest, like, in the same chapter in Matthew 18, it talks about how you should go about someone that has wronged you and sinned against you. And I think the first step you go to that person, you tell them about how they've wronged you or whatever. And then the second step is that you take one person or two more people. And then the last step is that you take it to the church. Now, what a lot of us tend to do is a lot of us tend to hold stuff in for a bit, but then we tell a lot of people, which is what we shouldn't be doing.
It creates them wildfires, man.
Definitely.
And, like, I'm not, like exempting myself of, like, yeah, of stuff like that. But, yeah, we all just need to do better, innit? And, again, I'd reiterate, forgive sooner rather than later, please.
And it doesn't show weakness. We need to get into the mindset that if you forgive someone because of this cancel culture, it shows weakness. No, it doesn't.
It's hard.
It shows, and because it's so hard, it actually shows strength. Because the fact that you can actually put that aside and cancel that debt, so to speak, shows a hell of a lot of strength than holding on to this that's actually being detrimental to your character. And your character is what's going to take you to heaven. So I just had to
definitely
slide that in there, because I forgot to mention it earlier.
Stay safe out there. Stay quarantined.
In these streets.
Actually, I made that up for him being the saviour.
Maybe we'll have less problems because people aren't in contact with each other.
Maybe you know what, people's talking about a baby boom, you know?
The baby boom. Wow.
Yeah, we might have an Adventist baby boom.
Oh dear.
For the married folk.
For the moms, eh? And
and the unmarried folk.
Let me not.
Nah, for the ones that quarantine together, obviously I don't think people are
quarantined and chill.
People are definitely living together.
Nah, I reckon you get sick of the person for the last 3 weeks.
Unless they're living in Sydney, you know.
I can you get though, like 3 weeks of that one person that you're not even like married to, but that's dead, fam. Mm. It gets boring after a while, man.
Listen, follow the Lord.
Follow Jesus.
Play chess if
Yo, shout out, yeah? Download Monopoly. I'll set up a game. Yo, the online game bangs.
Nah,
trust me, really? Bangs. Like, bangs.
Listen, then, if you want to play a game with Monopoly, DM Justin.
Nah, literally.
Justin has Instagram now, guys.
Yay! If you want to DM him about his recent post as well, that's awesome.
Waves.
Yeah. Don't have that.
What do you mean? I'm booking him?
Nah.
I'm the friend you need.
You know what? And that was the After Sun Now podcast.
See you soon.
Tune in again.
Hey, it's your girl T here, and I hope you enjoyed listening to another episode from After Sundown podcast. We just wanted to let you know that you are in our prayers, our thoughts, and we just appreciate your support during this time. If you've got a minute, which to be honest, a lot of you will have unless you're a key worker, then take the time to share our page. You can find us at After Sundown Pod on Instagram. Share a text with your family, your friends. Send a message on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Deezer. We hope that you continue to keep safe, and our prayers and thoughts are with those, especially who have lost people during this time. God bless.